88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you live from Raymond James Stadium. The 49ers win. Was this perhaps the ugliest win that all of you can remember ever for the 49ers? It was bad. We're going to talk about some of the bad. We're going to talk about some of the good. Special teams, Jake Moody, my lord. But we get the W. Anytime you win on the road, it's a big deal. There's still a lot of issues. Like, everybody thought Christian McCaffrey, myself included, would take care of the red zone woes. Perhaps not the way it went. I don't think that, you know, we look at the Brock Purdy kind of stat line. I thought that it was a good game by metrics level. I thought Brock Purdy was very, very bad the first half. Now, having said that, nuance takes are a good thing. Don't be upset. He didn't turn the ball over. He got close at the end. Juwan Jennings kind of bailed him out. And, man, my probably player of the game would be Juwan Jennings. The dude was unbelievable. Comes back as wide receiver 1, played the X role really, really well. I thought Juwan Jennings was open the entire game, but they struggled getting the ball. A lot of times, man, he cooked Zion McCollum. Which, if you listen to our show earlier, previewing this show, that's the number one corner in the NFL from PFF standpoint. He could not handle 15 Juwan Jennings, cooked him the entire game. It was wonderful to have Christian McCaffrey back. That was awesome. But it never really felt like the spark was there. And you got to give credit to the Bucs. They shut down the run game consistently. You had a couple 5-6 yard runs. You had the Debo end around, and then the running game just disappeared. It really, really did. And you've got to credit the Bucs. I know we're a Niners podcast. That defense played 84 snaps Monday night against the Chiefs in overtime, and they came out and stopped the run of the 49ers. A lot of that's a testament to how they played, but Jake Brindle, I didn't think he played great. Aaron Banks didn't think he played great. And we put up a lot of issues with Colton McKivitz because he's so good in the run game. He was not good in the run game today. So many whiff blocks. We'll go through all the film footage, the 49ersrush.com. Check us out over there. But, man, you get out with a win. And it's just like, the Bucs have now lost 4 in a row. The 49ers, the first time this season, you've won 2 games. You did every single thing possible to lose this game. You talk about the 49ers special teams. I have no clue. How in the world does Brian Schneider, the special teams coordinator, still have a job? Hey, you guys know I'm not that guy. I mean, we've done 1,500-plus episodes. I am not a fire, call for jobs type of guy. I don't get it. I don't get it. A lot of it's because we do the film. We break down all the special teams tape. That was awful. You had Darrell Luter Jr. out there as the gunner protector corner on the punt. When the game was in hand, he's been awful all year. All year. You put him out there, he blocks the guy into the returner, which was not a penalty. You know, here in the stadium, the Niners fans showed up. They had way more fans than the Bucs. It wasn't even close. I'd say 75-25, maybe 80% 49ers fans. It was awesome. Shout out to the Houston chapter who I was sitting with. But everybody was upset at that play, the punt that went off Jacob Cowan. Not Jacob Cowan's fault. Not a penalty against them. You have Darrell Luter Jr. blocking their gunner into our returner. That's not a penalty. It's stupid. Brian Snyder is stupid. And, like, I haven't even been drinking that much. That dude is terrible. Jake Moody, how do you miss three consecutive field goals? Now, I know somebody's like, well, he made the kick when it mattered. Yeah, but you set the house on fire all game. 16 points lost or surrendered by the special teams. This game should have been a blowout. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. But poor coaching and 49ers defense showed up in the fourth quarter. You still gave up 7 points. Usually, the 49ers give up 9.7 points in the fourth quarter with 30th, bottom three in the NFL. Only gave up 7 this time, so that was better. The refs, not good, obviously. Shocker. 49ers get a close game. Refs show up. But this should not have been a close game. Way back whenever I coached, the rule was if the refs can make a difference, that's your fault. You let it be too close. You just make a couple of those field goals. You cash in a couple of those red zone trips. I think the 49ers finished 1 of 3 in the red zone. The red zone has been a problem for the offense. But, man, we were crossing the 50-yard line religiously this game. We got ice cold from the 25 to 45 our own. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Now we're struggling in the red zone, and we're struggling when we pass the 50. It's problematic. George Kittle, amazing. Ricky Pearsall, you love to see what he can bring to the game. He played a lot of snaps. I was really, really impressed with Ricky Pearsall today. Can't wait to dive into the film. A lot of horizontal separation, which is what he's best at, which is awesome. Now, the 49ers didn't cover, but they did win the game, and that is huge. If you haven't bet with us yet this year, come on, guys.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere, California, Texas. Doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Thank you, No. The Casio G-Shock, thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff, and there's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. From the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
So the story is the 49ers win. It was rough, but the 49ers have kind of struggled with this. Who are you in tough games? How do you close out games? You have the Rams. You have the Cardinals. You let those games slip away. But now you've got this game. You've got the Patriots game. You've got the Seattle Seahawks game where you closed out. And so can the 49ers move forward and kind of capitalize on this momentum? You got the bye week. People were rested. Now you're moving forward. Now, obviously, we've all seen the clip of Deebo Samuel and Tabor Pepper fighting on the sidelines. I can tell you this right now. I'm not a lip reader. I can tell you exactly what happened. Deebo talked trash on the kicker. Tabor Pepper came in. Tabor Pepper blocked me on social media because I criticized the special teams coordinator. Like, Tabor will fight for his people. Now, Tabor's been bad this year. He hasn't been good this year. But, man, you got to figure this out. You cannot be worse as a third-round kicker than the two guys we just signed off the street to replace you when you were hurt. Now, Jake Moody did hit the kick at the end of the game. Jake Moody did kick all touchbacks on kickoffs. That's huge. You can't miss three in a row, man. You can't do it. Should we cut Jake Moody? Yeah, I think so. I think it's time. They won't. Shanahan won't move off from anybody. I mean, shoot, Brian Snyder's still going to have a job after today, which is insane. So however invaluable or underappreciated you feel, just understand Brian Snyder still has a job. Still has a job. So I got to bounce out of here. You guys are the best. The Niners win. Love you guys. Shout out to everybody that helped make this weekend possible. It was incredible. You are the best. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.